You know, speaking African? No. African language? Okay. He was speaking this Pali language. Okay. So, therefore now, if you want to learn our teachers, the Buddha Gautama, okay, our teacher. If you want to learn the language of our teacher, you slowly, slowly study. Okay? So, this is not for fun. It is for your own betterment. And you have a better understanding. Okay?
他说法不是用语什么印尼语，然后说法非洲什么印尼语，然后说让我想理解他的语言，应该建议学习。然后这个学习并不是为获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得获得
Spelling mistakes? Spelling mistakes? No, no, no spelling mistakes. Students, don't reply, you reply, no? Okay, now, here, there are two words. Pari, okay, and mandala. Okay, two words. Pari it is, it took years for telling me, Pari Nibbana. Pari Nibbana. Pari Nibbana, okay? Pari, where other Pari? Pari. Famous word, Pari. Now this pari it is like in English example up stairs. Okay. Up stairs. Up. What other word is up? What?
Upload.
Upload. Upload. Upload. Upload. Upload. Okay, upload. Yeah. Yeah. Brain upload.
Oh, yes.
Okay, upload to your brain. So now these up. These are called prepositions, no? Prepositions, okay?
It's not preposition, it's prefix.
Prefix, or it can be like, you can prefix, okay. Prefix. Okay. So you can use also down. That's called download, okay? Okay, this is also prefix. The same way here, prefix. Okay, prefix, okay?
Yes.
Prefix. So mandala it is
round.
Okay. Mandala is round.
Round.
Okay. Round. So and then we have nivasa samiti. This is also here there are two words. Ni and va. Ni vasa samiti. Vasa means to. It's called, okay, but here, this is also prefix, okay? Prefix. Like, ni, pari, up, down, prefix. Okay? So, then, sikagar. Okay, now here, you know, you must must know the meaning. The meaning you must have read, no? Mm. I don't want the meaning, to explain the meaning. Mm. So, but how to pronounce? Mm. Pronunciation. Okay. Now, many Chinese, they have problem with r. 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 Very difficult, no?
Very
difficult. Therefore now, even other Pali students, Sinhalese also, Pali students, before they learn Pali, they have to learn Sanskrit. Sanskrit. Okay? Because in Sanskrit means ru, ru. Okay? Because if we tell now, in Pali we tell Dhamma, no? Dhamma, Sanskrit is Dharma. Ru. Dharma. How?
Dharma.
What, sir?
Dharma.
Dharma. Dharma. Ru. 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 Dharma.
Dharma.
You have to put your tongue up. It's called hit. One time is okay, but I mean, you have to. I make it many times because for you to listen.
Ah, yes.
Car. The car. Car going. Okay. You have to know how to. You have to train. Training, training. You have to exercise, practice. Okay. Ru. Dharma. So in Pali it is Hadaya. Hadaya is heart. Heart, heart.
Heart.
Okay. Heart. Okay. In Sanskrit. Hrodaya.
I think there's hard dots, no? It's not
something like that. Something like that. It's called sometimes called Hrudai. In Sinhalese also Hrudai. Hrudai. Sinhalese. Many Sinhalese words have Pali, Sanskrit. If you learn Pali, Sanskrit, then easy to learn Sinhalese. Or if you learn Sinhalese, you can also learn very easy to learn Pali, Sanskrit. Sinhalese is mixed. Pali, Sanskrit, mixed.
Mixed. Oh.
So, therefore this is Hru, comes many times in Sanskrit. So therefore now, Pali students, usually they have to learn Sanskrit pronunciation. Because in Sanskrit, if you want to learn Sanskrit, one can speak any language. Okay? Because in Sanskrit language is as any sound, which human mouth can produce.
Oh,
yeah. Very rich, very rich. Okay. That is why I call Pali students. They start with Sanskrit pronunciation. They have to train the mouth. The mouth is called.
是希望那个学把语言，先学那个那个翻译的翻译，就是你学了翻译，翻译成中文，然后把语言翻译在那里。他说那个英文的翻译，翻译把语言要复杂一些。
翻译复杂，
对，更复杂。其实不是，其实汉语里边有翻译就没有。
So, how you pronounce? How do you tell?
Parimandalam Nivasisami Iti Sikha Kaniya. Parimandalam Nivasisami.
Pari? You told Pari?
Yes, yes.
He came. He came from. Pari? Ri, ri, ri. Ri, ri. Pari.
Parimandalam.
Oh. Okay. Now, here now in Pali, in Sanskrit the same, Pali, Sanskrit, So if there are two consonants, okay, mdu, two consonants, we have to slightly stop here. We have to tell mandala. Mandala. You don't tell mandala, mandala. 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 Okay.
Mandala.
Here is a stress. Stress is here. Okay. First consonant.
中音，就是那个中音放在N D那个地方，然后发现它这中间和地前稍微有个停顿。
Mandala, mandala. Okay. You have to stop slightly. Man, you have to put man.
Mandala.
Okay. Mandala. 然后那个就是它俩之间有个停顿的时候，其实你停顿的地方也就是中心的地方，一般来说是这样。Two
consonants, consonants, no?
两个辅音在一起。
Yeah, this m, it is consonant. This is a, is vowel. N is consonant. Yeah, again consonant. Vowel, consonant, vowel, consonant. Okay? Therefore now, if you have two consonants, you have to stop. Slightly, slightly you stop in the first. Mandala. And you tell quickly, mandala. Mandala. Okay? You can tell these are two consonants like that. This is a consonant vowel. And the
然后它说这两个不是那个辅音，然后这个A是元音，然后N D是两个连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连连
Okay? Yeah, sometimes also they put like that. Sometimes they put like that. Okay?
就最后这个尾巴那个东西，它有时候行了，M加下面一下下面一点，或者行了，M上面一点。
Now, for example, if you tell Buddham saranam gacchami. Yeah. Buddham saranam. Not Buddham.
Buddham
saranam. Okay. Okay. This is mu. This is lesson. Okay. So again here, two consonants. Okay. One, two. You have to stop here. You tell, you don't put that. You tell Buddha. Buddha. Dhamman. Okay? No dham. That's called. Dhamman.
Dhamman.
Okay. So, in the same way, you know, mandala.
Mandala.
Yeah. Here, double consonant. Okay? Divasessa miti. Okay? You have to stop here. Divasessa miti. double consonant.
刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才刚才 Sanya, Nivasisami.
Okay. One more thing is now, in Pali we have vowels. Vowels, okay? Our vowels are, let me see from here now. Everybody can see. You have, for example, short vowel, A. But you have long vowel, A. Okay? You have short vowel, E. But you have long vowel, E. Okay? You have a short vowel, U. But you have a long vowel, U. Okay? And then you have A long. Always also long. Okay? Except if there are two consonants. For example, here it is. Metta, okay? Here, two consonants, then A becomes short. Metta. Because the stress will come here. Metta. Okay? Metta. This becomes, may become short because two consonants.
Oh, yeah.
No space to make it long.
Oh.
No space.
Block.
Block.
然后他说那个就是这八个原因里边，然后最后那个一和O那个这两个都是等于，这样就是长音，然后只不过是如果这个长音它出来两个那个辅音是双辅音之前的话，因为那个双辅音地方你需要重读，所以说那个就是长音会变的，变成磁性这个词 meta。
So the same word with O. O always long. But if it has two consonants, otta, ot, because here stress is short. Here becomes short. Okay, the O becomes short. I can tell you, O is always long, but if it comes in front of consonants, two consonants, comes short，
然后就 o 它也是在那个它一般上都是长音，只不过它是说除了一个上辅音之前，那个那个上辅音之前的话，因为是双辅音要重读，然后那个 o 也会变短，变成这个词 octa。
So they go now, but if a is alone, for example, a sati, a should be long。 Because here one consonant, okay.
但是如果说那个就是这个 a 它是放在一个单个辅音面前的话，然后它是念成长音，比方这个词是 acid。
Here again, o long, orima, because one consonant.
然后 o 也是一个道理，然后比方他举一个例子 orima。
Therefore now here, this is long A. If I say sa, long A. Here, long E, ni. Okay? Here, short T. Therefore here, ni va, va is also long. Okay? Here, A short. Short because two consonants. Okay? Two consonants short A. Therefore we have long A, short A, long A, long E, short E.
他说这个词里边，第一个A和那个最后一个A是短音，然后呢中间那个E也是短音，本来这个E应该是长音，但是它后面又是双辅音，所以E变成短音，然后那个中间的两个A都是长音，然后到时第二个E也是。
So here again, we have here double consonant. Sik, sik,
sik,
sik,
sik,
sik,
sik,
sik,
sik.
And we have here long A, sik. Yeah, not difficult. All simple sumana. Karani long. Ya long. Therefore now, he said to be pronounced Parimandalan. You tell?
Parimandalan.
Okay. Parimandalan. Pariman. Pariman Dalan. Punyaratana. You are internet. Parimandala.
Parimandala.
Yeah, again. Niva ses. Niva ses samiti.
Niva ses samiti.
To stop, no? Niva ses samiti.
Niva ses samiti.
You did? Oh, good. No problem. Sikkha karanya. Sikkha.
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 Okay. Punaratana.
Sikkha.
Yeah. Long e longa. Karaniya. Okay. Now you tell everything together. You tell everything from the beginning.
Parimandalam nivasi samiti sikha kalaniya.
Okay, good. Pari. No, not pali. L, not l. Pari.
He said you have to say when first and then you can follow. You have to read first. You have to read first and then you only can follow because he doesn't know any other language except for Chinese.
He doesn't know any language?
Yes, except for Chinese.
And he can read English letters?
No, he cannot.
He can't read English letters?
No, he cannot read.
Punyaratan. You tell full.
Parimantalani sao.
How?
Parimantalani.
Parimantalani
vase samiti sikha karaniya.
Karaniya. Okay. So, okay. Now, tomorrow, next room, no?
Okay. 让明天再背那个第二条。
Let me see, we stopped. I think 44, no?
Yes,
44. So, he's reading. He's reading under. You can start now.
Okay.
Sisisi, Arshir, Jihudu Yan, Chishi, Liu Chimbichu, Jiang Shu, Tauru Kojong, Arshir, Naiji, Wajang.我当不将食物投入口中而食，应当学不应以食物投入口中而食，不恭敬故 以食物投入口中而食者，突击罗非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，应食诸果物，是故使疯狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
嗯，你念的一个图，那个
在第十八投掷团时，将团时投上，这里即使在复食各种果实也无罪。
Easy, no?、
Mm.
So then now the meaning is that if you eat,、
mm.
you don't throw like that and catch. Okay?、Mm. Yeah, Punyarada.、Mm. This is Pindugeva.、Mm. Don't throw like that, okay?、
Mm. 这样很简单，不要试探是吧？不是食物上嘴里这样，不是手艺上用嘴接触。
Cheat they make like that.、
嗯、
yeah, from here. Always wrong. Okay.
从这个地方扔这错误。
那个坚果可以，对不对？
嗯。He's asking how about eating nuts. Nuts, he can do like that.
Yeah, this is、everything included. Nuts. Nuts and、everything is
included. Nuts is included?
Akajek, you know? Are you doing it?Kilan gachik palapale. Are palapale? Yes, you can do it with fruits, with sweet meats. You can.
That means nuts also can do. Huh? Nuts also can.
Yeah.
他给你那个不饭，然后那个你复食个水果，大家可以这样吃。
Maybe because with nuts, maybe with fruits, they don't scatter. No? If you throw rice, it will go everywhere.
因为
if you miss with apple like that, it will hit your nose, then you only suffer. Alamans don't suffer. But with rice,Other minds will get suffer because it splits everywhere if you miss.
然后他说，如果有苹果的话呢，那个你把苹果让自己嘴上，可能砸你自己鼻上，这样的话只有你自己受苦。但是如果说你那个用米饭你这样吃的话，可能撒到处都是，然后那个其他人会其他人带来麻烦。
Okay, any questions?
哪个问题？哪个问题？那。
Well then, okay, Punyaratana, you can do the next.
Masi, 恭敬乎断饭求而食者，恶咒非故意者，无念者，无知者，有病者，应食诸果物，复食物，是故使痴妄者犯行者犯也。在十九咬断饭，咬断团食，咬断了粘食，这里在复食各种果实以及即使在美味食品也无罪。
Okay, now the meaning of this is, if we take here, you look here, if we take a mouthful in our hand, you don't bite, like that. So either you put it in your mouth, or like, don't put like small children, bite from here, okay, especially with rice and vegetables and so on.
这些意思说，大家捏好饭团之后呢，不要这样那个咬一口，再咬一口，然后那个就把一口放到嘴里边，然后不让小孩那样吃。
If you have an apple, like an orange, something like that, or other fruits, you can bite. Banana, also according to this rule, you can banana, You can buy it. Little here, little here, little here, you can buy it, okay?
Yes, yes.
According to the rule, there is no offense according to this rule.
如果大家是吃水果的话，比方说苹果、橘子、香蕉的话，这个大家可以这样一个一口一口咬，这个跟这样就是不犯。
So, but in Sri Lanka, sometimes some teachers don't like the pupils to take a banana and eat like that. They will tell, don't do that. But it is a custom. It's a custom. Okay.
If they don't do that, then what are they supposed to do? You mean?
They have to break with the hand and eat the banana.
Okay.
Especially with banana, they look at it, it's a little bit ugly for monks to eat like that. They think.
他说四爷的话，有些教戒律老师，他可能在就建议你吃香蕉的时候，只吃香蕉，就是吃香蕉的时候，他们建议你们吃那些掰断之后再吃，然后不要那种一口一口咬。那是他们的观点，他们认为那样吃标准。
So if somebody complains.Especially single monks, they complain, don't eat like that. That means it's a custom. It's not vineyard. Okay, according to the vineyard, no offense. But if it's a custom, you follow, no problem. Don't do it in front of others. Okay.
然后他说，如果大家吃香蕉的时候，如果遇到那个香蕉人抱怨你的话，那你知道他这是不是戒律问题，是一种习俗。但是不这种习俗，最好还是遵守，就是不要在那个他如果他们抱怨你的话，就不要在他面前这样一口一口吃。
In some places, so what they will, if they, people they bring a whole apple, so monks in front of others, they don't take the apple and bite. In front of others, no. They will tell the daika, can you cut it, can you make it to pieces like that? So it is more decent to take small pieces of apple and eat, if it is in front of others. You cannot take a long part, hop, bite and so on.Because it looks ugly. This is custom.
他说在有些地方有这样的习俗，就是说那个比库他那就是吃苹果的时候，他有那个不要那样一口咬，说这样看起来比较丑。他一般可能很会请个施主，可能把苹果切成块儿，然后再吃。
So, okay. Any questions?
大家有问题吗？美味食品，不是吧？厌食诸果物副食物。
疑惑度脱。
疑惑度脱。
副食果实，美味食品。
果实啊，即使在美味，因为副食也包含，啊，行，这样接触对。
好，那个我就想问一下，那个除了那个米饭以外的那几种主食，就是那个小麦制品。炒粮就是那个饼干，还有鱼跟肉这四样，能不能？
So he's asking that 那不是小麦制品，大麦制品。
大麦。
So he's asking that for the other four kinds of bhojanas except for rice, is there any offense to break the
It does not say, you see, it is, for example, you have meat.
Yes.
It does not mention anything. If the commentary does not tell about five bhojanas, okay? Usually regard it what you take with rice. Because now rice are small pieces of grains. They can easily get scattered. So they can fall down, they can scatter on the ground. So this is why you have to be careful, okay, with rice. If you take rice and mix with vegetable, with meat, so then the possibility is that rice might fall down. Okay, if you take like that, fall down. And then this is why most of these rules are regarding rice.
他说出师长没有讲这个问题，他说一般这个地方认为就是在有米饭的情况，因为在有米饭的情况下，你把这个断食的断食一咬断，然后这个米可能就掉到处都是，所以说一般在这些里边指都是对于有米饭的情况。
So that, because now if you have in the bowl, for example, you take fish meat, But here is rice. If you start from here, eating, and you're going to take small part of fish, put here, no problem, mix. Small part of meat, take here, mix. You can do it. You don't need to make sapadana. Sapadana is called to make it gradually.
No.
Take meat and fish. Very cut this like vegetables like that. You can mix it with rice. But if you start, you have to start from this hole. If you make hole here, you can have to start digging from here. That's called. Don't, you can't take rice from other places.
然后他说那个别这种墙，然后大家锅里边，然后这部分就是前面这部分是米是米饭，然后这部分是鱼，然后这部分肉，然后在这种情况下呢，也就像张老师之前说，就吃菜方法一样，你可以在那个你从那个关键是挖米饭的时候，就要从一个地方开始，然后就先一次鱼啊，然后这个鱼和肉呢，你可以就像接着对待那蔬菜一样，你开始吃那个吃米饭的时候，这边拿一点鱼，啊这边拿一点肉，这个鱼和肉是不需要拿次序，就把它当蔬菜来处理就可以。
新哈雷的蔡家人，他们在吃这个鸡腿的时候啊，是拿手撕下来一点，然后放到嘴里。然后呢，我就是问一下，这个说那个对于比库来，对于这条界来讲，就是就鸡腿拿着鸡腿咬着吃，是不是不犯？第二个呢是，如果这是一种当地的文化的话，我如果在这个新哈雷的人家里面应供，然后我拿着鸡腿咬的话，会不会引起那个事主不满？
So he's telling that before he saw some Singhalese people eating chicken legs. So he saw some Singhalese people eating lay people. Things Singhalese lay people eating chicken legs. So they remove a small part of meat. Flesh from the chicken leg, small part of flesh from the chicken leg, and eat like that.
Directly?
Not directly. They first remove the flesh from the leg and then eat.
Oh, with two hands?
Yes.
Oh, one hand. One hand.
Oh, one hand only. One hand only. You just one hand. One hand, he said.
So, yes, now with meat, actually, even lay people, they can, with one hand, separate. The bone from the flesh, no? Take only the flesh and put directly in the mouth. Sometimes they mix it with rice. Together with rice, they take together and mix. Therefore now, that is common way how to eat rice and curry, like that, the way people eat, no? If you see in restaurants, in the houses, how Singhalese eat, lay people eat, they also do in the same way. Rice, they don't take rice from this, from this, from different places. They will start from one point, rice, if the plate is like that, they will start from here, and then they will take meat, put here, mix together meat. They will take this curry, other curry as well, they put here, mix and eat. They will go around here, okay, they don't move the place, taking from here and eating, okay. They will do gradually from this corner, slowly, will go, the rice will take from this side. But vegetables, meat, fish, they will put here, mix and eat.
Oh, yes, but his question is that...
they can also take directly from here, meat, and eat.
Oh, yes. It's,
yeah, that is also allowed to come in.
Yeah, but his question is not like that. His question is like, is it allowed for these people just take the chicken leg and...
like that. This is, yes, they don't do it because it looks like in the public.
Oh.
It looks like primitive, very primitive, not
primitive.
Civilized.
Okay.
Not civilized.
他说不要跟这个光看，这不不要在光上这样。他说这种行为看起来比较那个非常原始，然后看起来不是很文明。就直接让他记住了。
It is civilized people. They don't do like that. Okay. With even in restaurants, for example. Europeans, you go to the restaurant. They have the fork, knife. Okay. Fork and knife. And they don't take the bone. And put in the mouth like that. So then it does not look civilized. It's not good manners.
他说那个，他说这个，他说在那个，他说在欧洲在酒店那个吃鸡腿的时候，他拿个叉子把那个什么把那个鸡腿上肉那个叉下来， 然后放在这里边吃。他说如果直接那样肯定会生气，我说那个这不是一种好的礼仪啊。
但是大家是晚上吃鸡腿，我今天本来肚子就饿。
So you're talking about chicken that's now if you're hungry.
Okay, let's talk about meat and fish.
那个方块就是挺大的，一次放嘴里也不能放，也不能咬，是吧？那米饭，比如说我掰下来一块的话，它不是圆的，我是不是在吃之前要把它捏成圆的，然后再放？
给店里的给的饭，
你要会
那
这
开一点，
这
开一点。
OK, you can listen what he has to say.
Yes, 还有人，你就问这一个问题吗？
对。
还有So he's telling that in breakfast, I don't know the name of this kind of food because I never eat that. There's kind of a rest box.
Milk grass.
I don't know whether it's milk grass or not. Because I never eat this thing. It's like a box.
It's made of rice, I think. Rice and moon nut, green peas.
What is the name of this thing? You don't know.
So if it is only rice, white rice or brown rice, no other mixture, it is called kiribat.
Kiribat, it means milk rice.
They tell milk rice, but it's actually coconut milk.
Coconut rice. Okay.
They boil it with coconut milk. Juice.
But his question is that because this kind of box is very very big, you cannot make it with one mouth and just put it in your mouth. So he's asking that is it necessary to make this kind of kiribat into balls and then put it in?
Yes, because now this rice you have to break it with your hand. You have to break it with your hand and then mix it with whatever vegetables you need. And you know, to make it round. Make it round. So,
吞下去还是那个需要把它切开，然后跟蔬菜混合一下，然后做成饭团吃的。
就把它捏碎了，然后跟米饭一样的吃吧。
对，他那意思，然后就是这样。你说什么？
中国的吃饭团你知道？
中国的什么？中国的什么？
吃饭团。
吃饭团？吃饭团是什么呢？
没吃过，你吃过吗？
糍粑是糍粑吗？
不是糍粑，
就是
你知道吗？
黏米饭吗？
啊，知道。
哦，粽子是吧？
不是，
就是用那个
糯米饭，不是。
哦，糯米饭的团。
它里面有那个油条。
有
肉松，有肉，有酱，什么东西都
卷起来，然后一个
卷是长的，也有是做成圆团的大的。这种东西不可能挖一点，你挖一点里面全部散掉了，你根本就等于分开来吃了，简直不是吃一个东西的。
他是这样。
我明白他的意思，他的意思等于说就是普通包子，但是那个包子那个外面那个皮不是面做，但是不是米做的，
是米饭，
是糯米饭的。那是糯米包子。
这种东西不像饭一样，你咬一口会掉下来。
还有几种，包括粽子、寿司，然后包括有一种八宝粥雪糕，就那雪糕，但是它是米，里面是米，就是那种八宝粥，就当它是米了。
它外面是米，然后里边雪糕是吗？
不是，外面是。说白就是粥放糖，然后冻成饼干。那种算饭团，那这几种算不算饭团？
对，但那个还有一个比较难做成饭团的是年糕。年糕啊。就南糯米粉做那种年糕吧，那是你掰了以后，年那玩意儿。
那是粉的。
对，
就
是。
糯米粉呢？
对啊，你不要说了。没有，我先一个，我给你分几个类型。然后寿司，他说那个类型，说寿司是一个类型，其实
对，
寿司是一个类型。然后你再说一下。
寿司可以切，它是条。
寿司可以切，但是你没法把它弄圆，那是没法把它弄圆。寿司那东西没法把它弄圆。
寿司都是圆的。
寿司怎么都是圆？寿司都是圆的。
不是，寿司它不是。卷成圆形的吗？
不一定啊，有长方形的，有长方形的，是什么形状都有，三角形的、长方形、什么形状都有。对，我 在北京吃大部分都是方形的，然后你，然后对，也省也有，知道有圆形的，然后那个，然后你，然后还女生的年糕粉，然后他还说你那个冰，那个吃周冰激凌这样东西，
对对对对
，OK，
还种子变化，他说的，
粽子跟那个。
年糕粉是属于粽子
跟年糕粉不一样，
粽子跟寿司一类，
对，跟寿司是一类，对，跟寿司是一类。
他刚才说的那个方法，他不是说方法不可以，可以捏下来做，他说捏下来做，它的味道就没有了，它
不是，
一般我们不会那么吃，至少
捏下来做的话，你就是油条归油条，里面东西全部分开了，那还不如不要去嘛。
OK，
然后。
So they're asking some Asian food. For example, do you know there's a kind of Japanese food called sushi? Japanese food called sushi. So now,
this rice and something, some raw meat inside.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
It's not necessarily raw meat. Maybe with seaweed.
Seaweed.
So how about this kind of food? Did this kind of food you also have to break into pieces or something?
Yes, she goes now. You see, you have to make parimandala. Parimandala means this is like a cube.
Yes,
it's cube. Like a cube. Yes. Not to put your mouth, you can make it parimandala. It depends on the size. The size. For example, if the size is small enough to put it directly in the mouth, you can put it. Because it's like a roll. No?
Yes.
It's made like a roll. But sometimes they make it long, big one.
Yes.
Big one. In that case, you have to break it and make it parimandala and not put your mouth.
He's asking that there's a kind of cake.Made of rice powder. This kind of cake made of rice powder. This cake may be very big, like bread. This kind of size. So is it necessary for this kind of cake? Is it necessary to break it? It's not rice. It's rice powder.
It's like if it is cake, it is like kajaka. They belong to the Gadivu kajakas.
Okay.
Kajakas, like samaposa, it is related to kajakas.
Okay.
Powder,
yes.
Powder form, which they make it different shapes and so on. This below, you don't need to break them if you don't need to break them.
那个属于天使，那个不是说不加糖也属于天使，然后这个你这个不是年糕，你蜜粉糕是一样的。
我明白。
The cat jumped from that window. Sometimes I see from here. Now they came from that side. The door is open. That door is open.
那就是说，张老师说需要做成饭团是一粒儿一粒儿的那玩意儿，
对对，
才需要做成饭团。
对对。
然后粉做的那种就不需要。
对。
年糕也不算饭。
等我还没问完，你
那个是那个年糕的问题，那个
年糕
是
什么
打的糕？
什么？
有那种打的糕，就是拿大米饭，直接拿水，因为它不是粉做的，它本身是米饭的，用米饭，然后吹，就给它吹成像年糕一样，
吹到最后那种就没了。
最后你看出来你，但是它不是粉做的，它是米饭的。
但是最后看跟年糕是一样的。
但是说就是你这个米线煮熟以后，然后再打的是吗？还是说
对，就是大米饭，煮熟了然后打，软的米饭直接打成糕。
So he's asking that in China there's a kind of food that's called pounded rice. Pounded rice means first you boil this rice, and then you pound it, like that.And finally, you cannot see this rice grains. It's like a cake in the end. So for this kind of food, is it necessary to break it into pieces?
So it is made through what? They put the sugar on? No, it is like a confectionery or like a dessert? They make it a dessert or sweet?
This is not a cake.
因为这个东西，通常就是比大 炸糕的话，可以直接吃，也可以丢到油锅里面炸，然后当汤吃。然后这个东西本身可以当主食。
可以当什么？
可以当主食。
当主食。Can be taken as staple food, but can be
taken as a roast. Because this is, if it is big piece, you can't put in the mouth. You have to, if it is rice, so then you break it. Okay, it is simple. Break it, make it round, mouthful, and so forth. If you eat with vegetables, eat with vegetables. So then, because it does not look nice in special. Okay, if it is like sweetmeats, cakes like that, it is somehow acceptable, but now. This rice, any form of rice and so forth, you better take it, break it and eat it.
No, that's sure.
Try to make a round mouthful, you know, to put in the mouth.
Roll,当主食吃，
就拿打糕当主食吃。
对他一开始说的当天眼哈没问题 ，OK。
就打糕上来了，看我们拿它当主食。
对。
然后来决定做的饭的话，就直接吃。
对。OK， and。Last one, he's asking that because in China there's a kind of ice cream, made out of rice gruel. Yeah. rice gruel. So for this kind of ice cream, you have to break it.
It is cream form. It is just this. We can eat it as it is, but I mean other things which are become a solid, no, solid things, like rice cakes, like here for example, like Sri Lanka, always like that. They don't bound it, but they boil it so much, become so soft. They overboil it. So then they want to make it more soft, no. So then even then and so forth, you have to break it because.You can't put the whole piece into the mouth. You usually break it, let's go into small pieces, and make it parimandala, and then put it in the mouth. The same way with the other cake, the Chinese cake, rice cake, you break it, and then put it in the mouth. No, rice and so what? Excuse me, ice cream? I don't know. You can't do that because it is, sometimes it melts, no? Ice cream also melts.
Yes.它是冰淇淋，这是不需要把它那个拆开，但是如果但是其他类的米，但是其他类的米糕，其他类米糕，然后如果它是超过一口食量的话，你最好还是就以这个为例子，就是那个斯里兰卡米糕为例子，那我虽然它煮的非常日本，你最好还是把它拆开，然后那个和餐饮一起吃。He's asking that for big sushis, then is it allowed for him to before eating, he cuts this big sushi into small pieces, and then to make it one mouth. In that case, it is not necessary for him to make it into bowl like that. Is it allowed?
But the square pieces, what this? Because rice, it's like this one. Actually, it's like this rice cake.Okay, also this is also like rice cake, but different form. They put like cylinder like that. So then, if it is big cylinder, you can't put in the mouth. You have to break in your hand, and so what, and make it round in order to put in your mouth. Because rice,
before eating, he cut this thing into small pieces, and then
you can cut. But I mean, while you put in the mouth, before putting in your mouth.It is square. You make half cylinder.
Half cylinder. Yes.
It is not round. You have to make it round with your finger. I showed you how to make round, and then put in your mouth.
对，他
This is according to the sakyas. Now, what lay people do is different.
Okay.
What lay people do is different. According to the sakyas, you have to act like that.
然后他说你可以切没问题，但是如果你切完之后，它这个东西还是方形的，或者圆柱形的，你再按说这会儿再弄成那个圆形，然后再把它吃一口。
为什么寿司它都可以一口质量？
嗯，
寿司可以一口质量？
随便什么地方吃下去。为什么这个？
不是不是不是，寿司是因为他把它切成一口这样。
对，这个他不说他把它切成一口这样。
对啊。
所以他不说了嘛？
对啊。
他把种子切成一口这样，他说他也不行，也要做成圆的。
切成一切成一口质量，但是那个如果形状不是圆的话，他让你把这一口质量做成圆的。
寿司是长的，是一口质量，它不是圆的呀。
不是那个是寿司有他说是大寿司，他说是大寿司就是大于一口质量寿司。
嗯。
然后他先把它切成一口那个切成小的一口质量，
嗯。
然后切成小的一口质量之后，那质量说如果形状不是圆的，再把它切成圆的放在嘴里边。
寿司也要弄成圆的。
对，他是这么说的。
前面有说吗？不是一口质量就可以直接吃了吗？
小寿司。
对啊，
是
一口质量就可以吃了吗？
小一口质量的长个的。
对对对。
对他一开始是这么说的。
啊。
但是再后来。
小一口质量的整寿司，如果是方的，是不是也是？
对对，这个要确认。
So he's asking that even for small sushi, if this is very small, but if this if the shape is like triangle or square or cylinder like that, then is it necessary to make it into balls before putting it in your mouth?
Yes, because it is, you have to follow sekhya. You are a monk, that's what you have to follow, this kind of thing.
Okay.
You are not eating like lay people do.
Okay.
出家人习惯都用调羹嘛，调羹直接挖，不是圆的直接可以吃，一口之圆。
So he's asking that is it allowed directly use spoon to put this kind of small sushi into his mouth? Use spoon.
Because they are not round. Whether you take with your hand or you take with your spoon, it's not round. You have to make it round and put it.
他说不敢用手拿，还是勺子一叉，那不是圆的，你先把弄成圆的。
那我就疑问了，到底可不可以用调羹吃饭？
这跟有没有，根本有没有，就是他关键那个第一条线，关键第一条线就是说那个中间海第一条那个，你要把那个寿司属于饭团这一类东西，那饭团你要把它做成圆的才能吃，而这个意思跟你是不是使用调羹没有任何关系。
就好比说我吃饭，我用调羹就不能吃了，是这个。概念
不是，
你看什么东西呢？
米饭
不是就米饭呀，我
就米
饭，就
米
饭，我用调羹，我其他东西我都可以拿手，就米饭我是不能拿手。
So he's asking that, then that means it is not allowable for him to eat rice and curry with spoon, because if you use spoon you cannot make the pari mandala. Is that true?
Another thing is, as I told you, in Paoksayo, tells us about that if you put a spoon, saliva might stick with saliva, a spoon. So you take it out, put another, and it's called you, what you have taken saliva out of your mouth, you can put it in the saliva. This is another, it's called a rule, which is Pachitya rule, Dukatwara, Tantapona Sikapada, which interferes. It is Dukata by doing that.
Okay.
So therefore now, another thing now, this Sekhya also interferes.
Okay.
You know, to make Parimandala, with spoon, you can't make it Parimandala.
然后这里头让你放两块芥，那个一个是这个边缘这个芥，中间放，然后根据帕瓦提亚多，然后那个就我们之前讲那个要是那个手那个芥的时候，你用勺子吃饭的时候可跟帕瓦提亚多说，你可以直接那个沾上那里边退，然后再不退，那是下次要重新手术才可以。
那我记得很清楚，当时说这条芥的时候，他说是用调羹可以吃的，但是你要吃的小心点。对吧？
对，
现在又变成不能用调羹了。但我看到很多都在用调羹。
你调羹，你看吃什么东西？就是那个调羹可以不你刚说是那他我记得他当时说的是那个调羹不是要看吃什么东西，他我记得他是有分类说的，对吧？他当时讲那条线的时候，我记得他是有分类说的。
Okay, gentlemen, now if you have a spoon, for example, and it becomes long, the spoon is like that, so like that. So the if you take rice, also becomes like shape, like egg shape.
Egg shape.
Okay.So you can have a second, if you eat from a plate, okay, you can have a second spoon and then shape it into round. Okay, shape it into round and put it in the mouth.
Okay.
Okay. So that is if you take from plate. But if you take from, from the bowl, again, you can actually have to shape it, try to shape it in a round shape and take it. So then,This is actually if you want to follow the rule, the rules. If you don't want to follow the rule, you can break everything down. So, this is what the rule says. Parimandala alopankarisamiti. I should make a parimandala alopankarisamiti.
So, and then put it in the mouth. This is to prevent from rice grains falling all hollow. This is not just for a ritual. Okay? A ritual because rice grains will fall in a rope, fall in the, I call on the ground, fall in the ropes of other men. This is just for practical reasons. It is just for fun. Because these rice grains are, I call, they can actually easily disintegrate and fall. This is the reason. You have to know, understand, it is for practical reasons. Not just for ritual.
But the very beginning said you said lay people they use 2 spoons. You mean
the second spoon is just to shape it, to push it this way, the other, to make it round, and then to put in the mouth.
So it's like the first spoon is there, and this a second spoon is on the above. And
push it a little bit this way and so forth. Now the second spoon you can put from the back. Okay, second first spoon is like that, no? And because this is the rice goes long. No? If you put in the mouth, the rice grains might fall. Okay? So the second spoon you put this side and shape it. Shape it and it will come some in the middle. It will collect, become round. And then you can put in your mouth.
然后那个另外一勺子把这个水给它给聚起来，然后最后把它不但带，大概也是不能弄一个圆形，而这样吃的时候那个什么就是那个，但也不是饭团，这还不能算饭团，就是但大概这个原因上这样吃的时候，米饭是不会掉出来，然后那个就煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮煮
是在什么？
粘小米粒儿。
啊，粘小米粒儿。
粘小米粒儿，那那个时候要吃那个蔬菜，需要做面条。
你说面条里边是在粘上米粒儿？
啊，就是，比如一根面条或两根面条，它粘上以后，七八个米粒儿，或者是一个那个菜，那个上面粘小米粒儿。那我们要想吃那个菜，我是不是一定要做面条来吃，还是直接吃就可以？
那很清楚，我知道。So he's actually that, sometimes when he's eating vegetables, this vegetable may be attached with a few grains of rice like that. This vegetable is attached with a few grains of rice. In that case, is it necessary to break this vegetable and make it into out of something?
You can do it because, like you see, if you take the vegetable, this while lifted up, this rice grain might detach. Okay? If you take the vegetable like that, this is smeared, no? You take that, what's that? While making like that, some grains might detach, might fall on a rope, might fall on the ground. Therefore, you take them together, put it in a bowl, then there is no way because you press it, no? With this finger, you press it, then this stick together. So, in that case, you don't spoil your rope, you don't, grains don't fall on the ground. Even if a monkey is nearby you, he doesn't get disturbed by you because rice grains fall into his ropes.
Oh, 没事，我可以先帮你问一下。对。
So he's asking that if his hand is smeared with rice, for example, if his hand is smeared with rice, then is it allowable for him to take a fruit from the lid of the bowl?
The lid of the bowl?
Yes. His hand is smeared with rice. The
fruit he can take, no problem, but you have to be careful also about that. If he puts, he moves his hand back and forth, what? Rice grains do not fall everywhere. Do not fall on the ground, do not fall in his robes, like that. So, in that case now, he can control the movements, no? So then, otherwise he can, if he thinks now this mini rice grains, the stick, it's better to remove them like that. Okay, put him in the bowl, remove them, and then only you can take, because there is, although the hand is smeared with other sauces like that, but these sauces do not fall. It is the right grains who might fall. So now, some teachers, they will sometimes scold the students that they should have handkerchief on your lap while they're eating. If you don't do like that, they will scold you. The reason is because many students, so they don't know how to make parimandala all over. They don't know how to prevent rice grains falling. And then sometimes they smear the rope while eating.
然后他说呢，就是那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那个在那
But most of these teachers, they don't teach the students how to make parimandala loba. Okay? They never teach. They just scold him. If they don't have handkerchief, they will scold you. As if this vineyard, they will want to impose you to put a handkerchief while eating. As if it is vineyard. But they don't teach them how to make parimandala loba. And ultimately, these students, even if they have a handkerchief, ultimately, if they move the handkerchief, this rice grains will fall on the ground. And they spoil the ground sometimes with the rice grains. So they never learn how to make parimandala loba. Parimandala, to make a round down, I suppose, so that this, to prevent this rice grains falling. Falling out.
所以这些老师就坚持的学生一定要教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教教
And then they have to carry this all this handkerchief with them. So if they forget, oh, I have to run to my kuti to get my handkerchief. Because you can't eat. As if it is a rule. If you, I call, without handkerchief, you can't eat. If you eat, it's a rule, I call. Then you have all the time carrying handkerchief with you. Trouble. And then if that handkerchief gets wet, you have to dry in the sun. If you forget it somehow, oh, I forget it. Trouble. Okay? So therefore now, I'm telling you, if you learn how to make parimandala lopa, you don't need to carry handkerchief with you. Okay? Even if you forget, no problem. If you want to use it, okay, you can use it. But even without using it, if you know how to make parimandala lopa, no handkerchief is needed. You never get rice grains in your robe. You not never get rice grains on the ground. Okay?
然后他说有点不让吃饭的话自己忘带手帕了然后也很着急然后那个跑回屋里去然后不是手帕拿回来然后才敢吃饭的话反正人家拿手帕吃饭是一条一样他拿很大手帕然后才那个才可以然后他如果不拿手帕的话就跑回去我是责备自己
然后是话如果是的话，他就放在这天上也是。但是如果大家有学会了怎么做这种全放手方法，其实没有手法也可以吃饭，然后没有手法你也不会把那个衣服或者顶着地板弄脏。
说的呢，okay then, next rule. Who is reading?
In the series.
Huh? In the series. Okay, you can read the next rule. Okay, so therefore now here the commentary, the Kangadvanta is about like the monkey.
Mm.
You know, no monkeys, if they, that's called, if they want to eat and store food in their mouth, they have a kind of punching, they put like that, food. Sometimes they carry both ways food here. They have a storage here, and they look with swollen cheeks. So, monks should not eat like that. Also, to put one mouthful this side, another mouthful this side, and eat chew. So then, these cheeks should be flat, should not be swollen like that with food inside.
出现的时候，然后他可能会把那狮子充满在自己两个脸颊，这边鼓一块，这边鼓一块。然后那个出家人身上是不应该像猴子一样，猴子也应该把这个脸颊是平的，不应该这么鼓。这边鼓出一块，这边鼓出一块。So
therefore, now if you put your mouthful in your mouth, don't put big mouthful so that your cheeks look big, swollen.
他说他虽然在这边吃饭的时候，不要让那个让自己脸颊，然后那个看见像肿了一样。
Because now the Chatakya because no clever monks. Now the Buddha prohibited that they should not make big mouthful. Okay, they don't know how to do it. So they don't make big mouthful. They make it normal mouth, medium size. They put in the mouth. But the next, before chewing, they put another mouthful in the mouth. So that the mouth can become full. Because if they take one big mouthful, dukkata. But if they take two mouthfuls, medium size, and they put in the mouth, they think, oh, we can do it now. So no dukkata. That is why actually they have been again criticized by other monks. Because they look like monkeys. So, and then the Buddha put the second rule now.
然后这当时是这样，因为佛陀制定的就是前面的教诲就是不准做过大粪团。然后六须比丘很聪明，然后说既然不让做过大粪团，那我就做那个普通饭团。做普通饭团以后呢，他不是普通饭团放嘴里边，先不咀嚼，先把那个存自己脸颊里边，然后再拿个饭团，再放到嘴里。
他为什么这样子？这样很奇怪。
这样他就不犯戒了。 啊，是这样，这样那个那个和那个就不放进去，然后那个在鹅蛋上用下笔勾分的，然后那个回来之前吃下去，然后这就是正常也是看不错。
Any questions？
还有问题吗？没有问题吧？没有问题。
So then, the next rule, Vishuddhinanda.
47, 20, 几孤独园，其实六旬比丘时摇手乃至，我当于时时不摇手，应当学，时时不得摇手，不恭敬故，时时摇手者，突击罗，非故意者，无念者，有病者。因除尘而摇手，事故时疯狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。四十在二十一甩手，将手甩开震开。这里的无罪增加子在丢弃残渣时而甩手。
Okay, now while eating, one should not shake the hand. It means especially the fingers. Now, hand again, ear means the fingers, no?
Oh.
Should not make the fingers like that. Sometimes rice gets stuck, no?
Oh.
And then he's like that, and then one wants to take something else,
oh.
And then put like that the fingers. By doing like that, rice grains might spread all over.
Oh.
So, in order to prevent that, don't do that. This is the meaning of the rule. No, hatha means here hand, no?
Oh.
But hatha does not mean from here to that.
Okay.
So then it can usually mean the fingers.
Okay.
Because now rice grains stick on the fingers, no? You want to shake like that the hand.
Oh.
So then the rice grains can scatter over.
Oh.
So then to prevent that, this is the rule here.
然后不是指那个整个拳手或者整个整个手臂，然后这个指的是就是那个在吃个米饭的时候，然后摔手就把这个柿子把手上米要甩下来，然后再这样吃。还有问题吗？
那个刚才就是之前的戒长老说那个手上有饭的时候可以。
对，我可以帮你问这个，我明白，就是拿水果这个问题对吧？
对，
我可以帮你。
Because you eat with the fingers, no?
Ah, yes.
You don't eat with the arm.
Ah, yes.
You eat with the fingers. Usually the fingers have rice. If you shake the fingers like that, whether you shake the whole hand or not, if you shake the fingers, okay, now your hand is like that, no? Shake the fingers enough, good enough for rice to spread.
But he's asking that just now makes you his question about his question is like that if his hand is already smeared with rice, then is it allowable for him to take a fruit from another vessel like that? Remember that question?
Yes, but you don't shake your hand like that, no.
Just now you said.
Yeah, if you I don't know how to shake it. I told you take out your finger. And remove the grains, I told you, not to shake it like that.
So the difference between shaking and removing is that you didn't move.
You don't move you don't make like that. No.
Oh.
This is shaking means like that.
Okay. Oh.
So
what
if you take your finger
like this.
And remove the grains like that, so then put like that, it is not. Shaking your hand.
Oh. 然后他说呢，他那个他回答那个问题是他指的情况，他指的是这样。拿手指上这样搓，啊不是，这样
不是甩啊，
对。He's asking that if his hand is smeared with rice, then he has a bowl of water, you know, next to him. Then he will wash his hand in that bowl of water. This often done here now. And then is it allowed for him to shake his hand to get rid of this water?
This is what we used to do, no? Those days, and the ground was full of.
Yes.
Single is mud complete. Because all the time
there was only some water on the ground while washing the hand. It's not allowed. You have to be careful so that even a drop of water should not fall on the ground. Okay? You make it slowly, slowly, move, wash your hand like that. Okay? Don't shake like that and plutch, 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 water and so forth scattered everywhere. So then, do it in a civilized way.
然后他说这个人是弄水的事儿，应该慢慢慢慢的先弄米这件事儿，就是这样弄，不要把那个那个那个水这么一直没晃，然后洒到处都是。大家千万听。哦，对对。那个这个每条界呀，都有一个叫做不恭敬故，然后怎么怎么怎么。
不恭敬故在什么地方？
在那个绿藏里面，每条界都会有。
就是说在那界条下的，比如说这条界，时时不得摇手不恭敬故，时时摇手者突厥国，就每条界都会有这个不恭敬故这四个字。
对对对。然后我就想问一下，刚好这个不恭敬故这四个字是指那个不恭敬法还是指什么？
就是不是动机，那个就是那个二丁这条不恭敬，我可以把就这不是我们说这个恶作恶作是因为不恭敬吗？
对，这个是对那个巴基迪亚那一条不恭敬，还是对这条？
还是泛泛的不恭敬性，就是你对这条不恭敬，就因为你对这条不恭敬，所以你才会才会犯那条巴基迪亚下面这个错。哦，对，这条不恭敬。但我有回个下问，确实你这条里面应该有。
就是宾语，宾语这一块。
他不，他是想不是宾语是？嗯。Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So he has to explain this for Anadolu.
Anadolu.
No questions. Okay, poner a tu.
So he's doing like that.
He's a love. I'm telling you, the difference actually is mainly the fingers. You remove the fingers. Sometimes this hand may be immobile, but you do their fingers like that everywhere. I call rice grains can scatter. So therefore, whether you move your hand or not, is actually mostly the fingers which you shake. It's called abruptly you shake and so forth. So therefore, you can do it like that also, but usually you don't do like that. Even this much is good enough for, it's called, before you look at it, if you do like that.
他说因为这样的话，那个米或者水什么东西也会洒到处都是。Even
if he put his hand into his bowl, deep into his bowl, is it allowed to do like this?
So then, it's okay. I don't know, but the spirit of this rule is, I call, not to scatter rice grains around, okay? Because the next rule also says. To spread rice grains around. But it's no offense if, for example, one removes the
dust.
Kachavara means rubbish.
Rubbish.
You remove the what is left over, left over in the dustbin. Dustbin, and you shake your hand like that in dustbin. Okay, it's no offense.
他说这件事情挺，他好像说也是OK，就是让犯这犯下一条界，不要犯犯下到外面。然后他说那个，然后这种情况是没有问题。然后他说不在不犯里边有个因出尘而摇手，因出尘而摇手。他说他是这种情况是指你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你把你
他我在圈里面，他我是他说的可以，然后 he just want to check. So he's asking that if he shake his fingers inside the bowl, it's okay.
So you can do it actually. You can like that. You can do it as you want, like that. For example, little slowly, slowly you can do it inside the bowl.
Inside the bowl is okay.
So, but but don't do it abruptly, like, so that so if you do like that, sometimes the right grain, boop, they go up out of the bowl.
Sorry, in the bowl, remember, so this is how it can. But if you do it quickly,
you can do it slowly, slowly. You can tell slowly, slowly, right, and so forth, so that they can fall down like that. Yeah. No problem. Okay, so here it is again, scattering rice grains around, okay? So this can be done in different ways, not because you shake your hand, but because of, while eating, you lift the rice like that and so forth. So, and then you move your hand, or like that, and from there, rice grains fall, okay? Even if he, after you put your mouth, you put the mouthful in your mouth, you put your hand like that, so then the rice grains fall. So then for now you must be careful with your hand, so that no rice grain will go around, falling on the rope, fall on the ground, fall in the ropes of other monks. Okay.
然后他这地方想到饭店里面那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个 岁数大的吃的时候一定在大家生日一定要注意，然后不要让饭人掉粉啊，不是一家啥活活地板很弄脏。
So the same way, if you take with something from the bowl you want to give to another monk, okay, be careful not rice grains to fall on the ground. Okay.
然后你从锅里边上来，拿着东西给虾比划时，你也要注意，不要把米饭带上，然后放到掉地板上。
Yeah, every day. Every day, what time? 10 o'clock, no?
Yes, yes, yes.
Many. Grains of rice on the ground.
Sure.
Because monks, they don't know how to be careful. They just put like that. So they don't understand. No, they don't keep the vinaya, it's called rules.
这里面实验中分享食物的时候，大家看那米饭撒的到处都是，因为这边有些工人不知道怎么小心的做，不知道怎么好好熟悉的。
Sometimes, one day I came, I went to make some monks in Elima, I could not walk, everywhere full of rice grains.
Yes.
So I was shocked.
Yes.
So much.
Usually before the Vandana, because after this,
just before the Vandana, because I came, I had to urgently meet a single one, then I could not go from here to there, because I Well, the primavera ice cream.
And then like, immediately after sharing some access, they take a broom and sweep other rest and
I came before the brooms arrived.
Okay, that's perfect.
多数的西哈雷比库，他们给别人舀饭的时候是大勺，非常大的勺。
啊，
所以你会发现，你在分享时候发现，西哈雷比库的锅里面通常三分之一是空的。
啊，
照理说，如果咱俩分享食物，我给你跟你给我是一样的，那每个人的锅应该只是少一勺而已。
对。
但是你看西哈雷比库，多数西哈雷比库三分之一的米饭都是空的，也就是说他舀给我的时候是一大勺。然后呢，我试过，如果我舀给他是一个正常的勺的话。我分享完了以后，我锅里会多出一倍甚至一倍以上的米饭
啊，
所以我不得不使劲的多舀回来。为什么？因为那个你有多少朋友说我们中间那分享的盘子你们只能放一勺，你放多不行
啊。
然后呢，我如果只给他正常一勺少少的啊，我多出一倍的米饭，然后这一倍米饭我不能吃，然后
到时候能放在那个盘子里。
对对，不能放。你有多少说的一人只能放一勺。
一人只能放一勺。
对，
不，你不是分享的盘，是分享之后那个。
对对对对，就是一人只能放一勺。
啊，
所以我都是我放完一勺以后，我回去啊，找一大盘子或者找两三个杯子，然后把那些多的米饭然后盛到杯里，然后再把杯子放到桌上。所以我觉得那个分享米饭的时候，
啊，
就是说这是一个问题。
啊，
就是说那勺那么大个，而且是那个本地人他跟非常非常多。
啊，
就是挺恐怖的感觉。
啊。So he's saying that there's some problem in this food sharing ceremony. Because, problem with this food sharing ceremony. Because usually during this food sharing ceremony, the secret monk, they will use a big spoon. And they will make a big spoonful of rice like that, full into a bowl. So in that case, if you give a normal spoonful back, then in the end you bowl be full of rice, like that. But Miguel Vendek said even in the end, even if your bowl is full of rice, you can only put one spoon into the plate on the table. You can put only one spoon. Like that, the rule. So because of that, after sharing the food, because he wants to get rid of this extra rice, no? So then he has to take some cups, and then use this spoon to remove this rice into the cups, like that.
In front of him.
Yes.
所以我的建议是，就是说，实际上分享米饭，我理解是也是。一种仪式的含义，没必要每人都是那么大的勺子，使一个小勺一点一点就可以了。
So he has suggestion that in order to avoid this problem, so you can use a small spoons in this food ceremony because only it's symbolic.
But they don't do it, no. They try to make the biggest spoon they can find.Another thing is this duty monks, they actually put these big spoons on the table.
Yes.
Maybe because monks want to have them, I don't know what is the reason. Some monks are going to make the dana paramin.
Okay.
Dana paramin.
Okay.
Dana paramin.
So then they want to give as much as possible. But ultimately, however much you give, your bowl becomes fuller than you have got it.
Okay.
So ultimately, this becomes a problem. 50 kilograms of food are thrown away.
Yes.
A lot of food.
Yes. 他说这个是这样。他说那个自由铁比库，他已经在上面已经放大勺了，一放大勺，他们就拿着大勺子。然后还有些人可能在想在这个过程中，那个培养自己的不是波罗蜜。 然后不是分算算是那个越咬越多越咬越多，然后最后那个不是上满了，很多都是被扔掉，然后这是为什么那个最后每天垃圾桶里边有50公斤食物。
Once I told Miguel Bande, so much food is thrown away. Yes, this monk don't know. It is Saturday when he bought it. They destroy what people have kept by faith.
Yes, yes, yes.
But why they do like that? Because while they make sharing food, they don't know how much to share and so on. So they keep so much, and so much food is. Migoda sees that the vessel, the table, so much food. Every monkey we give on, even on teaspoonful, on the table, on the train, on this train,
yeah, sure.
They become full. These all have to be thrown, and he sees every day.
Okay.
Saturday have anybody? Who is the cause of the Saturday have anybody?
他没有这样提过这个问题，然后没有这样也对那个说是他跟没有这样说说，你看每天有50公斤食物，然后就这么被扔掉，然后没有说这样说，对，然后他说这以后不知道节制，然后销毁心事，然后他说但是大家如果考虑的话，就是可能这个分享食物里边使用是大勺子，可能还是导致这个销毁心事的原因，因为最后大家锅里边都是满的，然后最后就往里面在那个盘子里边放很多食物，然后这还只是一勺而已，然后那盘子里边最后那食物基本上都被扔掉了。那其实挺多的一个事。大家想听
？So anyway, what I'm telling you according to this rule now is try to avoid, even if you give something to other monks, try to avoid rice grains falling on the ground. Okay.
所以再给他强调一点，就是说那个即使你是那个是个玻璃边树给其他比丘说，要尽量避免那个米粒掉到地上。没问题。So he's asking that according to this rule, in the Vinaya Pitaka, it says a bunjamana. While eating.
A bunjamana?
Yes.
A bunjamana?
Yes.
Bunjali?
Yes. Bunjamana. So he's asking that according to this, if the rice is scattered around you, during the sharing of food, there's no offense because it's not well eating.
No offense, but I mean now, how ugly it is.
Okay.
How ugly it is.
Okay.
Now you see, this sharing of food was not done in the Buddha's time the way they do it here and now. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I mean, how ugly it is, no? I'm telling you, I was shocked to see full of grain, rice, and so forth on the ground.
Okay.
So then, how ugly it is. And these monks have to trouble themselves sweeping all these rain grains and what? All the monks, they have to wait sometimes before making vandana. They have to wait till everything is swept.
Yes.
And it takes long time. It is not only from this side. I think it is from this side also.
Yes.
You can't walk. It is ugly. I mean, it is maybe. It does not mention. It is not mentioned here in the Vinaya Pitaka. It never happened in the Buddha's time. But if those nowadays, you must see that it is somehow interferes with this secure rule. Whether you eat or you don't eat, you spread rice grains on the ground. It looks ugly.
然后他说这个确实是不犯，然后他他也同意这个问题，就是这个只是事实才算恶作，然后这个事前这个确实不犯，他提的这个事儿只是说他觉得这事儿很丑陋而已，就是说。这弄得很难看。那第二个问题。
第二个问题就是说，洒落饭粒，洒落饭粒就是说，那个是洒在外面，还是如果是洒在锅里，就是我是吃那个多放的时候做饭团的时候。
啊，那个锅就掉进锅里了，是不是？So he's asking that is it true that this rule only interfere with the cases that the offense outside the bowl. If a grain falling into the bowl, there is no offense. Is that
true? Yes, of course. It's out of. So I get it one. It's called when it fall outside the bowl. Ava kiritva. This is what the Kanga Vidyara intends. Kiritva is, they just go and fall directly. Directly down. Ava kiritva, it gets spread around. Okay? Ava kiritva. Spread around.
I heard that you don't understand well. The意思就是在在波外面，就是掉到波外面，所以才会翻。然后像你说掉到波里边是不翻。
浮尘对，那这个浮尘是不是
丢弃残渣？
疑惑度脱里说的那个，对，
丢弃残渣。
残渣，
应该就是，但是我再核确认一下。We need a bit of work on Kabrin, any is it?
Yeah,
it's
Samadha
Bazaar,
it's
the
same. That's good. You want to see now, what is this? Guru? Sittavakar.
Yes, Sittavakar.
So, yes.
So he's asking
Kachavan is rubbish. This is all applies to the.
No, just
Kachava means if something is left over and he goes to the rubbish bin, no? And then he scatters, as called, grains around. Because that is a place, if grains fall, it is just for to clean, no? Some months they go and clean. In that area, somehow, you can avoid
sometimes. So rubbish means kachavara.
Yes, kachavara means rubbish means any things which to be thrown away, you know, for example, leftover food, maybe sometimes even fish bones. Some like you have a banana skin. While you are throwing, sometimes banana skin is also stuck with rice grains, or the bone, the fish bones, like they stuck with the grains. While you're throwing them, putting out of the bowl and want to throw the rubbish bin, sometimes some rice grain might fall on the ground. Then is no offense.
然后他说那个对，这就是垃圾，这个是垃圾意思。然后这种垃圾可以包括你玻璃里边剩余食物，然后也可以指那个香蕉皮或者鱼刺这些东西。然后因为你玻璃里边那些香蕉皮、鱼刺这些东西可能也是沾了饭粒的，所以倒的过程中，这个香蕉皮和鱼刺上沾饭粒，我就得三折地，然后这都是不翻的。还有问题吗 ？OK， 那我再开始。啊，你说。So he's asking, what if a grain fell into the bowl lid?
Excuse me?
What do you do?
To do what?
This grain fell into the bowl lid. Is there no any offense for that or not?
It's not actually. It is, if you, for example, try to, your hand is smeared with rice grain, okay? So, and you have already removed, but one you have not seen from here, okay, it's stuck. And while taking fruit, it falls in your bowl. It's no offense, but it is now, this means the actual sati, sitavakar means they are scattered all over. All over and so forth, it is not inside the bowl, in a
any vessel,
inside the vessel.
Okay.
They scattered outside the vessel.
就是说那个，这个地方散落是那个散落各种容器之外。这点容器是没事。大家有下问题吗 ？OK， 那我再开始。
OK， so then, Indaratna, you can read the next.
那是九小时，几乎都有。其实六种比丘，时时刻刻乃至我当护理时时刻刻应当学，不得于时时刻刻不进。应护理者，乃是
六层吃饭时候，
以后都说。
刚刚在那里分析。
你是都读起不来的。
在第二十三、四十、僵十、生十。
So, Jivanacharaka means it is something very nice. You make like that. This is the sound you make. Okay?
Sound?
Jivanacharaka.
Is this a chap chap karaka?
Chapu chapu is, you make like with the teeth, with the sticks, but this is with the tongue. You make this sound with the tongue. Chapu chapu it is, you make it with the cheeks. Something like that. This is a different sound. Yeah, it's different. Suru suru is like that. Suru suru you make with the lips. Okay? How they translate it? How you put in the full mini notes?
It's like that.
Stick note.
A stretch. Stick out. He said, 对，他说都是出生的，但我
这个不僵舌，而是不是
盆？对，他检查一下，
就不挺唇嘛？他上次也说过这个问题，对呀、啊，他上次说的嘛。
我再检查一下，可能这是对这样的理解问题，你再给他检查一下。
Is putting the tongue out of the mouth, no?
Yes,
this is sticking it out.
Yes.
That it can be also. Okay. So then, some people they pick they put them mouthful like that, no? So then, it can be also that.
那我还是伸舌头理解，就是他刚说那样。
就怕他露出来，
对，
滴出来是吧？
对，
这种感觉。
对。
But there is no offense for. If you are sick, you can do it like that. Then what is the next? Any questions?
No questions.
Okay, next rule. We should get under.
二十几孤独园，其实。六群比丘时时，叉叉作声，乃至我当不于时时叉叉作声，应当学叉叉作声。最初之犯行者不犯。在二十四，做出叉叉鼓声一再的。做出叉鼓声，
Okay, it's easy to understand. We explain, no? Jabu jabu. You can make with the tongue, you can put it with the cheeks, the sound, while eating.
Can we make the sound again? Chop chop kar. Can we
make
it? 就这个声音，不要做这种声音。
那就是说，咀嚼的这个声音好像跟这个有点像，明白吧？就咀嚼，有点这个也是掐脖的感觉。对，有点这种感觉，这算不算？
So he's asking that about chewing. This sound with emit from chewing is very similar to the chop chop sound.
Eating what of what?
So,
eating of what? Chewing what?
嚼什么东西？
现在有点那种脆的啊，或者是米跟米饭呀。
Any crispy things? Any crispy things?
Crispy?
Yes, yes.
Good, now I told you this has to do with rice, no? Rice and vegetables like that.
这个只吃米饭。
米饭和蔬菜。米饭和蔬菜。
这个只吃米饭和蔬菜。
These are soft things, no?
就是你吃软的东西时候，反正软。
But if they are very juicy, you make like that. So you have to prevent the sound, okay? Prevent, don't do like that.So if you hear the sound coming in your mouth, you do it slowly, slowly. So other monks will not get disturbed.
他说那个吃那个汁也比较多东西，然后容易发生这个声音。他说你发现嘴里发出这个声音，应该那个离这个停止，然后慢一点吃。然后这样的话，那个就是让其他那个鼻孔不会被你的那个声音所干扰到。再下一题。
就是关于这个算的量，包括上一堂五折，还有这一堂五折。如果随顺上那个之前48条那个条件的话，那个浮尘，那上一条是整个浮尘掌握在这儿，应该是没有的。
He's asking that we need a bit. So here is only use omission dots, no?
Yeah.
Omission dots. So then, but
to go to the previous.
Yes, yes. But
this doesn't agree. Kachavaran.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the question.
Yeah,
this is the question.
This doesn't apply. You have to put this out.
他说那条应该不适用，那条是不适用于这条街的。
But the other supply, for example, you put the mouth outside, you put the tongue out of the mouth, whether it is rice or whether it is banana or fruits and so what, you should not put it out. Okay.
他说那个其他的那几个部分在这条街都是适用的。但你知道，你就是说那个舌音吐到外面之后，你应该不要把那个再把舌吐到外面去。
So in the same way, if it is chapu chapu, if it is fruit or apple and any that's what you should not be chapu chapu karuka because these are no exceptions here. I don't know. They don't look to be as exceptions about these fruits. Formally, they will tell pala pale. Maybe pala pale here.Avagandakaraka. It is again. But after it comes to Kachavaran thought. So maybe also fruits may be included, I don't know.
然后他说这条街他并没有说诸果物不犯。所以说你就是吃那水果的时候，然后也不应该说是这个差不差不胜。去掉，对，而且，对，
然后也就是说，水果、坚果这些都不在这个。
对。
Next rule，
能下次。
法师，佛时分在，巧爽弥陀，提斯罗园，其实一婆罗门为身痛预备乳汁饮料。诸毗库饮有乳时，嗖嗖出声，有原味月师之处，作如是言，全身动皆冷而发冷。 究极苦中少欲者非难，为何透露身痛于？乃是彼故。如实斗弄身痛于实然十分，或是分割者于人，汝何以斗弄身痛于人？非令卫星的出现乃是科者也说道、哦、比故曰：不比故，不可斗弄佛法身，斗弄佛法身者各斗。于是世尊以种种方便科者起处说难教养乃至不理库，如等当如送学术，我听不到说出生而时，应当学，不应说出生去拜佛不拜你。此也二十五也只是此方式。
Okay. Sure, sure means about drinking milk, no? This is a story.
Yes, there is a story.
Okay, so then easy to understand. Any questions?
到这儿就很理解，然后再有什么问题？
This is what happened with these monks, no?
Oh.
This is what happened with these monks. The milk was hot. They have to like that. So then trying to put some cool air inside the mouth in order to cool down the hot milk. This is how this hissing sound has been produced in the mouth. And this is why the Buddha put this down, rule down.
他说你这种情况就是整佛的那个这样原因。他说那他们喝这牛奶的时候为什么会出了声音呢？就是因为那个牛奶太热了，然后他们这里是他这样吸的话，热就会混入一些比较冷的东西，然后牛奶会降温。
So if it is very hot, you have to take another small cup, put some of the milk there, and shake it like that to cool a little bit, and then drink it from a small cup.
他说如果这些东西都很热的话，你可以拿个小杯，然后那个把那东西，别边上把那很热的东西往小杯里倒上一点，然后把它晃一晃，然后再喝。大家想清楚。Makes this suru sound in the afternoon, drinking grandpa's or tea or coffee, this kind of thing, is there any offense for this or not?
It is not punjisamiti, no. Punjisamiti, he does not eat in that way. He is drinking coffee and tea and so on. If he does, he likes to make, he likes the sound, okay, let him make.
他说那个就是叫你说的，然后下午就是不是吃饭的时间，所以说你如果下午你喜欢这个声音，你就做。
You can impress other monks, impress them.
他说你这样做可以给其他比丘留下深刻的印象。
啊？
他说你这样做可以给其他比丘留下印象。
Any questions?
Okay.
Naratna.
Yes, sir.
有时比孤独人即于六群比丘舔手而食，乃至我当不舔手而食，应当学不舔手，最初就暂停者，那也。
十一到一百一十二，一百一十一，最后一句，最后一句。
Does Kangavan need to say?
Kangavan needs to say that. So Kangavan really tells that if this kribat or sugar or
Ghana Yagu, it is a very thick Yagu, rice gruel.
Yes, the first one is your rice gruel.
Payasa means milk rice.
Yes.
It is semi liquid, no? It
yes,
is milk rice, semi liquid.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's asking this kind of semi liquid, if you take with your finger and if you, even if you put your finger into your mouth and eat, it is allowed.
Yes, you're okay. Because they are semi-liquid, no, they might fall. So then they might leak. And so then you have to put your fingers into the mouth in order to prevent them falling down.
Yes.
Is this true? Samis, it is not Samis, it is the but then you know. So he's asking, can you explain this word, payasa?
It's milk rice.
Yes, what is
semi-liquid, semi-liquid milk rice. They cook rice with milk.
So you can continue.
Payasa means milk rice, really cow milk. They boil rice with cow milk together. And it becomes semi-liquid. So if it is still hot, it is almost, you have to take a spoon. Usually you take a spoon. You can't take with a hand because it is leaking. So it is like rice gruel. Which sometimes you can't take with your hand because too liquid. But yet, say if it is thick rice gruel, still you can take. If it is thick rice milk, you still can take. If you by accident roll it like that, your hand like that, it might drops might fall. In order to prevent drops falling, you can put your fingers inside the mouth.
Okay. 就是说，那一般比较细的奶粥，你是只能勺子。他说这但是这个比较厚的奶粥，你可以用手拿，但是它还是有可能会比较容易掉下来，所以为防止掉下来，可以把手指放到嘴里。
那还是应该是奶粥。
那
本来就是粥可以用，
调
跟什么东西吃的
都。So he's asking that for for porridge, is it allowable to eat with spoon? For porridge.
You can eat it, but because this is semi-liquid, no? It is liquid. You can usually you drink it. Porridge, you drink it. Oh. You don't eat with spoon. But if it is necessary, you can put your spoon in the tip of your mouth, on the lips. Don't put it too much inside, so the saliva can be smeared.
他说，这东西如果是液体，然后你有必要用勺子吃，然后但是注意在用勺子吃勺的时候，不要把那个勺子放太深入你的嘴唇，然后让它退着吃，这样的勺子就可以。
So he's asking that, suppose
you already received rice in your bowl, and then you mix this rice with coconut water, let's say, coconut water, tamari water, like that. If you mix this kind of thing together, and make it something like a rice gruel, something like that. And then is it allowable to eat this kind of rice with spoon? Because it's like it's semi-liquid.
You can take it, but don't put the spoon inside the mouth.
So that you get the saliva. So he's asking that for this kind of semi-liquid. If you put this finger into his mouth and touch the lip. Or the tongue or something like that, and it gets smeared with saliva. Then what to do?
You can wash it.
Wash it.
Wash the spoon and reuse it.
I mean his finger.
His finger.
Yes.
With saliva. Of course,
yes.
You can wash your finger and.
You需要那个洗下手指然后再吃.
So now about then it's about licking the fingers, no? Licking the fingers.
Mm.
So this is also now that's called which interferes, for example, with saliva also. If you lick the fingers, then saliva can smear here. If you put the finger inside, again food smeared with saliva would go outside, then you follow another dukkha also.
对，所以而且你舔手指的话，它可能会犯两块恶作，一个是这条恶作，再一个就是那个是手指上沾上唾液。 说舔手指，手指上放进去，然后就会犯那手指上的恶作。
So if you want to, for example, to remove something from your finger, some rice grain, don't lick it. You just take it with the lips. Like that, no problem.
所以手指上，我这样翻的话，你不要去舔，那手指上擦一下就可以。那就嘴唇这样擦一下。
Don't use your tongue.
不要使用你的舌头，打开前面。
What?
开一下，你说没有问题。
So, the next rule. 不念了，等着。 Already explained, no? Gagavidaran in these three roots have the same pattern. Okay? So then, Patanihika means you don't put your tongue and lick your bowl. Or even if you use your finger, it's called, you don't take the bowl like that. You see? You do the bowl like, you see the bowl like that. And from inside, take like that. So then, to smear it, to take the last sticky things and so what, and take it in your mouth. It is also, because people they think he's so, so greedy, he wants to wipe also, to wipe the bowl and eat from that. It's also not good.
然后像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老像老
十五刮脱是刮脱外，照常说是刮里边吧？
对。
我记得有一条那个不从中央取食的时候，长老讲到，如果只剩一点点食物，然后把这些食物收集在一起，然后从中间抓着。
嗯。
那这个从就散落，那就是肯定当时是翻那散落在锅里头，然后锅里头，然后拿那个手指这样这样这样收集到中间，跟刚老刚才说那个刮波，我看好像差不多嘛，就是，就是都是把那个都是用手移动粘在波上的范例的位置嘛。
So he's asking that before in another rule is the tupakatu. Tupakatu, you mentioned that in the end it is allowed to collect all this leftover rice in your bowl with a finger, like that. So he's asking that at that time you also have to rub this bowl with your finger. So what is the difference here?
Difference is you put your finger like that, no, and you collect the rice grains like that.
Okay.
That is collecting them,
Collecting
them into the center of the bowl,
okay.
So that you can take them into the mouth.
Okay.
It's collecting. The other is called, no, for example, you have the bowl like that, no. Let me see. Now your bowl is round, for example. The bowl is round like that. From inside, you take it.
Oh.
Eating, like small children do. That's why the Kanka Vetarani tells, even with one finger, you do like that, it's dukkata. It is the dukkata, that's why.
就是说你连这一点残渣都不碰
啊，
这个铁锅
这个
所谓铁锅是用手指刮锅，
不是他是说那个铁锅是一种，然后那个刮锅是另外一种，
也
拌，但是放在汤圆芥下面就是，
放在汤圆芥下面，
对。
就说用手指代替舌头去舔。
对。
那个，我想问一种情况，就是，然后在北条氏在打的时候，北条氏在吃完饭之后，他们通常会就是留半条馒头，或者当然也可以带面包了。那个电锅还是拿那个馒头，擦锅，擦擦，把里边菜渣去擦馒头，然后馒头吃。这样吗？
So he's asking that. So for example, in Mahayana monasteries, there's a kind of practice that means in the end of the meal. So there may be some a small amount of leftover curry in your bowl, leftover curry in your bowl. So what did these monks do is like they break a piece of bread. They break a piece of bread. And use this piece of bread to
wipe.
Yeah, wipe this bowl and eat. In that case, it's there.
Not the small particle will remain inside the plate.
Yes.
So if you do it with bread, it's okay. But it here, the ganga is there, it's with the finger. It is with the finger which looks ugly.
Yes.
刚才我想问一下那个绿藏三合饭的那个，将少量残留从一方舔及而食是什么？
Pareto que es ese ecto sangadito ni un ecto bonitico en crucifrix
what is left over no?
Yes, what is left over?
Yeah, that is maybe but this can refer it's called to put them together and take them and so forth like licking with a hand that is okay with a finger so then that is what is left over
okay
but this therefore this rule applies before you finish your meal already while eating no? So then you do like that. You scroll. You do, you means you take and with a bowl and put like that. So then before you it is not leftover thing. It is the main meal. During the main meal. You do like that, it's two good offense. If you with your finger put and lick with your finger like that. So what is leftover? Say it's leftover. One puts them together and then smears like that with your fingers, takes it and collects them because it is difficult in that moment to not to smear the ball.
然后他说最后是这样，就是说你刚才不是问那个问题吗？就是说那个最后那个不是收集到一起吗？餐收集到一起吗？收集到一起，你不是还要吃那个餐食吗？吃餐食的时候，然后那个是手指不可避免要刮到那个波了，因为你最后把那个餐食拿起来的时候。然后，所以这条意思就是，这种情况挂包是不犯的。
Because it is difficult not to smear to wipe the ball in that moment.
对，但是就是在最后剩那点食物的时候，你那个就是不挂包是那个非常困难。
那就是说这个舔机不是用舌头舔，而是用手像舌头那么舔。
对。
Therefore, the Mahayana monks don't fall into dukkha. They make it with bread also. You can make it with a finger also. What is left over, you can make it with a finger. Good news, no? For my animals. Okay, now the next is about lips. You can read.
55，尔时佛世尊在婆伽国教于山邑。54。
54。对，就说没有。对，就一样。对，就。
尔时舔手换为舔唇。
对。
然后一个骨头好像，
一个骨头他刚没念一个骨头，所以你可以补一下。
在27、28只是此方式，因此不应用手指刮锅，即使才一根手指，不应以舌舔唇，即使才一舔，只以唇肉取食物而送口中，则是可以的。
Okay, it's about licking the lips. So then one should not with the Kangal, they tell it with the tongue.
Yes, yes.
Like that.
Yes.
If you eat chocolate, you want to test the last bit of chocolate. Tasty, tasty thing.
然后刚才我在这里说，就是说，就是说，这张那些那些巧克力吃，所以可能会挺提神的。那我刚才我在这里说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就是说，就
在抿的时候，然后舔到嘴里，在里面舔嘴里。
So that means as long as his tongue is still inside his lip, there's no problem.
Yeah.
只要只要那个舌头在嘴上是没问题。
那那那那
那
包
你的舌肯定在嘴上之内没事，不可能伸出舌头。
嗯，这样的。
嗯。
这样的。
嗯。这是老虎。
What?
人家是这样的，很多人怕街上很多人怕羞嘛，把嘴唇往里面缩进去，你就看不到嘴唇了，不在榴莲里面舔。
在里边舔没问题，他刚说了，就是这样，只是这样。
我知道，我的意思，这个动作是不是和出家人是不也是很丑的，就也是犯这条戒的这种感觉。
他说肯定是不犯戒的，然后是不是很丑的？可以帮你问一下 ，is it ugly? He's asking that. Is it ugly? 对对对。
不是我的，反正请不要把这个注意力放在我的意思，就是说。这样是变相在舔唇，
对，
是不犯这条戒。
他刚刚回答他问题已经明确说，就是你的舌头在放在舌头之嘴唇之内的时候是没有问题的。
我这舌头是放，我这个是舌头伸出来舔，你看不到，但是还在外面舔的，不在里面舔的，你明白我的意思？
我看不到，但是他不在外面，但是他不在
对对对，舌头伸出来，本来伸舌是这样，
嗯，对啊，
我缩进去了，但是也是舌头伸出来在外面舔，
嘴唇缩进去一点点。
他理解的是什么呀？他理解的刚才解释是舔嘴唇的内侧，
嗯，
然后呢，您理解的呢是甭管舔内舔外，只要舌头不伸出来，
对，
然后就舔就可以。
对，
对，但我现在就是说我现在还是在舔唇，
就是
我看不到。
他是在舔嘴唇的外侧，只是说舌头没伸出来舔嘴唇的。
对，我说一
舌头伸出来了，没看
是这个意思。
怎么舌头伸出来我怎么会看不到呢？这是不是
张特别小？
嗯，
看到吗？
啊，
现在看
能看到，没伸出来，
没伸，这就没伸出来，
没伸出来，
这就等于没伸出来。我看不到，我看不到，特别紧，完全看不到，完全看不到。
我知道你看不到，但我知道我伸出来。
那你这边就
你怎么伸出来的呀？你伸到啥外面了？
对，然后。
他张老师说的是嘴唇之外，
这也是一个，
嗯，
这个没事吧？
嗯，
对，
对，我的他上面写，我将不舔唇而食，他没有说这个唇
里面舔，
对，
外面舔。
我现在想问的是，我是想把这唇上面东西吃了，但是我是伸进去。这样舔可不可以？
但我认为他已经回答你的问题，但是我可以再帮你确认一下。So he's still licking his licking his lip, but he's licking his lip inside, like this. Is that a
no problem? Because inside of
对，就是就在里边没问题。没有其他问题。 So he's asking that if it's not well eating, if the weather is very dry, he wants to use his tongue to lubricate his lip like that. Is that allowed?
While eating?
Not while eating. Because the
no, it is about while eating. You can lubricate with banana. You can take some banana, lubricate it.
Banana? Do you mean the
while eating? I mean, while eating, you can use some piece of banana. So what? Lubricate it, you like?
No, 他说你要想试你的时候的话，你可以在吃饭的时候，然后用那个香蕉，那个不是那个就是试。
大姐，这个舔唇的话是，不管唇上面是什么食物，还是只是米饭，我不知道，因为舔手我也没问，舔手上是，有捏的不是米饭也不能舔，还是说全部只是米饭它不能舔？这个食是舔手上面的食物是全部包括所有的食物，就不像前面什么硬食软食这些，它有什么什么分出来的？什么猪骨物啊、硬食这些，它之前有些
He's asking that for these three rules, licking your fingers, licking your bowl, or licking your lips. Is it only for rice or for any other kinds of food?
Seems, you see, whatever it is inside the bowl, no. Whatever is inside the bowl. If it is inside the bowl, like that, so then whatever it is, maybe some chocolate or maybe some other cream, you take and so forth, and you lick. You have to put your it's called. This is like that. It does not mention anything. Because they are payalas, no, it's called dots.
Okay.
So you must understand that this applies to many, many other, not only rice. Because now, usually rice you don't lick. It's called, you can take with your lips, but other things and so forth will stick. If it is some cream, so thick cream, then you can take like that and lick it. Otherwise, you can't take with your lips. Sometimes cream, no. You have to use your tongue in order to lick it. Otherwise, you can't get it to the mouth. Therefore, according to this explanation, therefore, any cream, sticky thing, it is included in this rule. That means it is not only rice, any other thing.
他说不仅是米饭，然后呢，我这个因为在你玻璃里边所有东西，然后尤其上是比较厚的奶油，比方说你玻璃里边沾一块比较厚奶油，你这样填这里算了。OK. So we're going to continue.
So and, now the time is already close to 10.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now we can just before it's called now regarding tomorrow, I want to ask them. So then. I want to show you, you are coming for lunch,
yes.
You are also coming lunch tomorrow to show.
So he's going to come during breakfast time, is it okay?
Okay, breakfast. You come in lunch.
He's going to come at lunch. Is that okay for you? He's going to come at lunch time. Is it okay?
等会儿，反正如果所有人都早餐的话，我早餐，我想啊，我是做完 duty 是六点，我做完 duty 六点，然后下来六点二十分，因为我要 offer 那个食物。
啊，六点二十分是可以的，我觉得六点二十分可以。
啊，那我就六点二十分下来。
啊，是对，你六点二十分可以吗？
我已经选好了。
选了，那你六点二十分可以吗？So he said he also came and he also come at 6:20 if you like. 6:20, is that okay for you?
Breakfast for
you? Yes, breakfast. Is it okay for you?
Okay, no, much easier.
Yes,
you can.
Just
sure.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, tomorrow you learn second number two. Number one, number two.
在大明那个背上那个就转法第二条。
By heart. Buddha, Buddha language, okay? You learn Buddha language. Gracias.